Thank you very much, Rod Stewart, for all that you just gave us. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. I really need to get like an intro or like a jingle or something. But it's Tiny Tidal Waves. This is Raglan Community Radio. It's 7:38 on a Tuesday night. And tonight, what you've all been waiting for, the show is about 80s thrash metal. For the next hour, we're going to listen exclusively to 80s thrash metal, and we're starting with the absolute pinnacle. We talk over a bit of rain. It was Raining Blood by Slayer off of their incredible record. It's gonna try and play it again. let's have a little look at this. I want to get the year. So that song was called Raining Blood, and the album was called Rain in Blood, and it was from 1986. Now, the topic of discussion tonight is 80s thrash metal, and you just heard from Slayer, and my conundrum is, who is the better thrash band? Is it Slayer or is it Sepultura? And we're going to compare them directly right now and then at the end of the show as well. This is Inner Self, probably my favorite Sepultura song.
We'll be right back.
Creeping Death from Metallica off of their 1984 record Ride the Lightning. It's probably the only time you're going to hear me play Metallica ever, but that's a good tune and it's a pretty good record. And they were very influential back in the day as part of this thrash metal movement. I mean, I'm just going to start calling it thrash because that's what I say, just in case you didn't know. It is a genre of metal, very clearly. Now, I kind of just realized something. We played Slayer, we played Sepultura, we played Metallica. Slayer were a band up until last year. I think they broke up last year. Well, they did their final show. Sepultura are still currently a band, and Metallica are also still currently a band. These bands were absolutely massive, and this is kind of exactly what I mean when I named the show Tiny Tidal Waves. It's about a small scene, a small kind of sub-genre of people, of crazy random music that takes over the world and that grows into something much bigger. And thrash was very much that. And this show is all about 80s thrash. So sit back and enjoy some high squeals, some heavy guitars, and some fast drums. Now, a little bit about Sepultura, which you heard their tune Inner Self just before Metallica. Sepultura were formed in 84. And yeah, they're from Brazil. One of my favorite bands. I actually have a Sepultura tattoo. Yeah, for real. Okay, let's keep playing some music. I mean, it's only natural that the next band is Megadeth.
I go to court when I have to. What do you mean I can't
That was Extreme Aggression from German thrash band Creator. Creator was formed in 1982. And guess what? They are still a band. Before that, we were listening to Megadeth, Peace Sells. Pretty legendary tune. Not so thrash, but, you know, Megadeth is a thrash band. Dave Mustaine is the vocalist and lead guitarist. They were formed in LA in 1983, and they are still a band. What is the common theme here? Just finding out that all of these bands that were incredible thrash giants in the 1980s have made so much money and made so many fans that they've just continued to make awesome music until this day. So maybe we talk a tiny, tiny wee bit about thrash metal. Wikipedia, thrash metal, or simply thrash, is an extreme subgenre of heavy metal music, characterized by its overall aggression and fast tempo. You'll notice all these songs are pretty fast. The songs usually use fast percussive beats and low register guitar riffs, overlaid with shredding style lead guitar work. Yeah, so lots of fast drums, double pedal, chuggy chuggy guitars, and widdly widdly guitar solos. and some screeching vocals, you know, and it's just all mixed together to make the best music that I've ever heard. Right. We got some more for you. Don't worry about that. Let me know if this is your vibe. It's Over the Wall by Testament. Oh, amazing. Subliminal from Suicidal Tendencies. Suicidal are a thrash crossover band. So they do kind of hardcore. They even do like a little bit of sort of hip-hoppy stuff. But they are thrash. As you just experienced, Suicidal Tendencies were formed in Venice Beach, California in 1980. And they are still around. they sure are. The drummer from Slipknot, whatever his name is, just joined Suicidal after he was fired from Slipknot, and the Suicidal drummer now drums for Sepultura, Grayson, and the Sepultura drummer now drums for Slipknot, Eloy. Oh my God. Okay, so we're all a big family here. Oops, I just closed my Testament tab. I was going to tell you about the band Testament, if I can bring it back up. Yeah, Testament is what you heard before Suicidal Tendencies. Again, they're from California, from Berkeley, so maybe it means they're fancy musicians. And they were formed in 1983, and they are, of course, still around. So this is Tiny Tidal Waves with Kane on Raglan Community Radio, and tonight we are listening to 80s thrash. This is kind of the first heavy show that I've done, but I do love some heavy music, and so, you know, expect in future shows some hardcore and punk and some different genres of metal. But next up we have, maybe we should talk about the Big Four. So back in the 80s, the thrash metal was huge, right? And there were, hold on, let me just pull it up. There were four gigantic bands that dominated the airwaves and sold millions and millions and millions of copies. And I think it's the coolest thing because it's thrash metal. It's quite intrusive, I suppose. Not offensive, you know, but it's not your everyday sort of music. And your everyday sort of person isn't just cruising around listening to thrash metal, especially in the 80s. They were, I suppose, because all of these bands continue to this day and got absolutely massive and made gigantic careers and influenced metal as we know it. That's Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax. This is Metal Thrashing Mad from Anthrax.
Ah!
Awesome. That was Darkness Descends from the band Dark Angel off of their 1986 album of the same name, Darkness Descends. Dark Angel is an American thrash band from California again. Lots of Californian bands. And they formed in 1981, currently still active. And they have Gene Hoglan on drums, who's an absolute beast. And before that, we had Anthrax. They were actually formed in New York, also in 1981, and they are also still going. Right, we've got a few more songs. I might just push the boat out a little bit in terms of time, since Ressa is away, but she'll still get her full slot just after me. But here we go with a band called Nuclear Assault and their song Sin.
I'm losing, I'm about to give myself a toll.
Was Elimination from the band Overkill. Overkill is an American thrash metal band formed in 1980 in New Jersey, so potentially the oldest formed band that we've played tonight. And yeah, that was pretty cool. I did cut that short because I want to fit in a couple more songs before my time is up. Before that, you heard Nuclear Assault with a song called Sin, and that was actually a surprise favorite of the night for me. And that is the only band that we've heard tonight that no longer exists. But, you know, it's good for a band to call it quits when they've done their dash. You know, these bands just touring the world over and over for, you know, I don't know, for who? For themselves, I suppose. Anyway, Nuclear Assault was formed in New York in 1984. And we've got two of my favorite coming up to end the show. You're going to hear from Past Comes the Storm from Sepultura off their record Schizophrenia. And you're going to hear Angel of Death from Slayer from Rain in Blood. That was Tiny Tidal Waves for whatever the date is. Tuesday the 30th of July. On Ragnar Community Radio with Kane, 80s Thrash. Thank you for listening. If you did, tune in next week. I've got a special guest, and we're going to talk about jazz, and we're going to talk about trumpets. It's going to be a good one. Have a good night.
the crime to get up. It is bad. For the word, then for the fight. I'm on the ruby flash. There's a war, never gonna be. Everybody around is back to me. Turn the word, the word. I can hear the cry of the soul. Never be a real fighter death. Why did there instead of such a echo? Endlessly. Yeah.